The first day of school is hard for everybody, even superheroes. The morning of her first day of super school, Betty Pasticelli was a mess. Her long blonde hair was a tangle of knots, and she couldn't find her glasses. What was she supposed to wear to a super school? She imagined a swarm of kids flying above her, wearing masks and capes, laughing at her on the ground in her glasses and muddy sneakers. She snapped out of her nightmare with a triumphant, "Ha!" and snatched her glasses from under a pillow where they had been hiding. "Betty, come downstairs. You'll be late for your first day if you don't hurry up," her mom called from the kitchen. "Coming, Mom," Betty said, tying her hair into pigtails and looking in the mirror. "I think I'm gonna be sick," she said, staring at her green reflection. At the breakfast table, Mrs. Pasticelli looked just as anxious as Betty felt. She tapped her long red nails against the counter while the eggs fried. "How are you feeling? Are you sick? You look sick." Mrs. Pasticelli pressed her hand to Betty's forehead and said, "I think you might have a temperature. Maybe you shouldn't start school today." "Honey, she'll be fine," Mr. Pasticelli said from his seat at the kitchen table. "Morning, kiddo. Ready for the big day?" he asked, folding his morning paper in half. Betty didn't trust herself to answer. Her stomach churned with butterflies as Mrs. Pasticelli placed a paper bag beside her plate. "I made you an extra special lunch for your first day." A horn blasted from the street, and Betty watched through the window as a yellow school bus rolled to a stop in front of her curb. Betty jumped up and said, "Well, that's my cue. Wish me luck today." "Knock 'em dead, cupcake." "Herb," Mrs. Pasticelli said angrily, swatting him with the newspaper. As Betty shut the front door behind her, she heard him say, "What? It's an expression. It's not my fault our kid has incredibly dangerous powers." Betty wasn't sure what she had been expecting from the super school bus. Maybe wings that shot up from the sides and blasted up like a rocket? Or an armored tank with spikes on its treads and the bus number painted onto bulletproof steel? But the dusty steps that she climbed up were just like any normal school bus. The whole thing was rather underwhelming. After she greeted the driver, who simply grunted in response, her eyes turned to the puke gray seats that were filled by 50 sets of staring eyes, all of which watched Betty as she began walking down the crowded aisles. Careful not to trip over backpacks or lunchboxes or ray guns, Betty found her way to one of the only open seats at the middle of the bus, where it was obvious all of the dweebs sat. "Is this seat open?" Betty asked. A small boy with glasses, who was holding a diorama of the solar system twice his size, just nodded, and Betty sat down. "Muni Hassan," the boy said, sticking his hand through a gap between Saturn and Neptune. Betty took it. "Betty Pasticelli, nice to meet you." They both fell silent, but Betty could tell Muni was sneaking peeks at him from around the styrofoam sun that was skewered on a coat hanger. When she could stand the staring no longer, Betty said, "So, what's your superpower?" It was hard to tell because of the sheer mass of science project that obscured Muni's face, but he blushed and mumbled, "I'm a shapeshifter." "Oh," was all Betty could say. Her heart sank and she imagined Muni shifting into tigers or rhinos or maybe a dragon. Muni looked dejected, and Betty realized how rude she must have been. "I mean, wow, shapeshifting? That's seriously cool. I wish I had that." Betty trailed off. Muni still looked gloomy and said, "Yeah, it's okay, I guess. What's your power?" "Well, it's kind of like, but also sort of..." Betty was stuttering. She was so embarrassed to reveal that she had the dumbest superpower of all time. Suddenly, a glob of slime the size of a softball flew past her left ear and splatted with a disgusting squelch against a window 2 seats in front of them.